Sam?
I'm drunk if I can tell you. Now that's one question I'm going to ask you, Brad. I don't remember what. In other words, it was, in a sense, it was grits.
Uh-huh.
Or hominy.
Uh-huh.
Which hominy is very means, you know, from pure corn.
Yeah.
And it could have been, it belonged to the grit family, but they had another name for it. That's the one I'm blank on. I just did.
Okay. This is something that is white and it's made from a grain. It grows in Louisiana or Arkansas. I think some of South Carolina. And people in China and Japan eat it a lot.
Rice.
Okay. Do you have any names for homemade beer or cheap whiskey?
Yeah. Call a homemade beer a homebrew.
Uh-huh.
Well, then you take the whiskey unlawfully made.
Yeah.
That's moonshine.
Uh-huh.
Or wildcat.
Wildcat?
Moonshine or wildcat whiskey. And that's made, you know, by the individual.
Yeah.
Which you might say is supposed to be a secret.
Uh-huh.
Everybody don't know about his product. That's wildcat. Or moonshine whiskey.
Okay, if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone just that, just...
That sure smells good.
And you'd tell someone to just...
Yeah, just take a whiff of that. That is a common expression. Just take a whiff of that.
Okay.
If something was cooking, you know, and the odor was pleasant,
mm-hmm.
You'd say, take a whiff of that. See how you like that, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, you crush the cane and boil the juice and make...
You what?
You crush cane and then boil the juice and make...
Molasses.
Okay.
Sorghum molasses.
What else?
Well, as you get further in the south, you see you get in the ribbon cane country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's made from a cane that don't make any seeds. You have to plant the cane to raise the crop. And that's ribbon cane. But what we generally see of it is, used to be labeled when I was a boy as black as that paint on that light deal there.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it New Orleans molasses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made from the syrup that they make sugar out of on these sugar mills.
Mm-hmm.
And at that mill, when it begins to get so black like that on the wind up of the season, they call it blackstrap.
Mm-hmm.
I put up a while at a sugar mill in South Texas, about 35 miles out of Houston, brother and I did, fall 1908.
Mm-hmm.
And that ribbon cane syrup, when it first begins to, they first began to cook it out, grind that cane and cook that juice, is as clear as honey.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like honey. But as the season goes on, the cane gets riper and the weather gets cooler. It keeps getting blacker, darker. And as I said on the windup, I'll say the last 4 weeks of that cooking season, they call it blackstrap.
I see.
Blackstrap. And it's used with feed companies to mix with this horse feed, deer feed, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Which is thicker, molasses or syrup?
Molasses. They're thicker than syrup's the thinnest.
Okay. You say that is an imitation maple syrup. That's...
Yeah, you know what that's made from?
What?
Licorice. Stick licorice you see children buy, you know.
Uh-huh.
And chew it, eat it.
Uh-huh.
It's a black stick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of belongs to the